It definitely pays to have a good understanding of internet security. Now, we learn that through our everyday experiences online, hopefully navigating the online world in a way where our privacy and personal security remains intact. But of course, it's also paid off for 8-year-old Ruby Jane. She's the winner of Trend Micro's 2015 What's Your Story poster competition for kids. Now, I'll chat with her in a moment, but right now I have her dad, Adrian, on the line. Adrian, thanks for joining me on Tech Daily.
That's all right.
Now, Adrian, when you first heard about Trend Micro's poster competition for kids to promote online safety, did you think that was a good idea?
Yeah, it certainly is. It's quite a good idea. This, I work in IT and see the issues of internet safety every now and then. So it is quite a good thing to get people aware of this sort of stuff, especially from young kids. So it's good.
And whose idea was it to have your daughter put an entry in?
It was sort of a team thing, I guess you could say. My wife and I heard you talking about it on Tech Daily one day, and we thought it'd be a good idea for us to get Ruby Jane to have a look into it, a bit educational and a bit of fun for her.
So did Ruby Jane already have an awareness of online safety, like from yourselves or from school?
She's just starting. She's at that age now where she's just starting to use the internet, so she's doing things like reading eggs and mathematics and things like that. So she's just starting to learn the internet, so it's one of those things we wanted to instill in her early, internet safety. So yeah, she's just learning, I guess you could say, just starting on that journey.
Now, a poster's great. She's got the witch in there and it really is a great piece. Do you know how she came up with the idea for the poster?
She didn't really like the idea of going onto the internet and not knowing who you were talking to. I think she sort of thought that if you're on there and you're unsure who it is at the other end, you're not sure what sort of things could happen. And bad people do bad things to kids sometimes. So she just thought, how could we represent that? And that's where I think she came up with the idea of the witches.
Did it take her long? What was the timeline from concept to completion?
A whole afternoon, I think it was. She sat down at the dinner table in the afternoon and drew up some sketches. And then I think she coloured it in the following day, I think.
All right. Well, perhaps let's get the competition winner herself, Ruby Jane, on the line.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'll pass you over to her right now. Here you go.
Hi, Ruby Jane. How are you going today?
Good.
Let's talk about your winning poster. You've titled it, Who Are You Really Talking To? Can you explain the message behind what you've done?
Well, my message is only chat with friends online and don't talk to strangers because they might be an evil witch or something.
Yeah, I guess it could be a witch, couldn't it? Hey, by the way, I really do like the picture you've made.
Thanks.
Now, I know you're still learning, Ruby Jane, but can you tell me why internet safety is really important to you?
Well, if you don't know who you're talking to, they could take your private information.
Well, Ruby Jane, you've done really well. Congratulations once again on winning the poster competition and enjoy your prize.
Thanks.
And you can see Ruby Jane's winning poster and the other winners and finalists at whatsyourstory.trendmicro.com.au.